Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Welcome to the podcast of the Lycos International Church, Newark Branch, a place where Jesus resides. Our main goal and purpose is to provide the solid foundation of Bible-based teachings for our day-to-day living. Preached to you by our residing pastor, Reverend Dr. Charles Osei. We hope you are blessed by the Word of God, and may your life never be the same.
Matthew 5. You are this. That's why I made us sing this song. Bible says you are the light of the world. So not only our church is a light, you also a light. Jesus said that you are the light of the world. So it's not only the church that is a light. Jesus said you are also a light. Do you get it? Francisca, you are a light. He said you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So Jesus wants us to be here, that he's described as light. A city that is not held cannot be hid. Okay, next verse, 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that. So you are supposed to give light to people around, because he says you are a light, and you are supposed to give your light to people around. Okay, and give light unto all that in the house. Verse number 16. Let your life so shine before men. When people see, what do they see? Do they see light or darkness? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And as they see your good works, automatically they will glorify your Father which is in heaven. As they see your good works, they will say glory to God. As they see how well you are doing, they will say glory to God. So sometimes the question is, when people see you, do they give glory to God? And they say, mm-mm. As people see you, do they give glory to God? And they say, mm. Is your behavior glory to God? He said, and as they see your good way, they will give glory to God. Because Jesus, so far as Jesus is concerned, we are supposed to be light. Hallelujah. We are supposed to be light. We are not supposed to be darkness. Because glory to God comes when people see your good works. When they see how you behave, how you relate, they will say glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, and as we are light, you know, to be honest with you, some of you, it's a shame to call yourself a Christian because of what you do. It's actually a shame. But today, may you change. May you be a light. I say, may you be a light. I say, may you be a light. So that when people see, they'll give glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus said we are light. And in the book of Genesis, the Bible said that God created two lights, the greater to rule the day and the lesser to rule by night. So even in light, there's a greater light and a lesser light. Hallelujah. There is a greater light and a lesser light. Hallelujah. So, this Sunday morning, we are talking about greater and better. Hallelujah. And I want to show you how you can become a greater and a better light. How many are interested? But you must be, to begin, you must be a light. Before we can talk about greater and better. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, you and I know that not all lights are the same. Even in this room, not all the lights are the same. Some of the lights are brighter than others. Do you get it? Even in this room, not all the lights are the same. So not all lights are the same, in a certain sense. Hallelujah. But you want to become a greater light, a better light. Hallelujah. So it's more of, how can I become a better light? Or how can I become a greater light? A better light, a greater light. Hallelujah. Yeah. How can I shine more? Is it, the verse you said, I said, men may see your good works and give what? They may see your good works and do what? So the question is, when people see you, can they say glory to God? Is it something we have to think about the scripture carefully? When people see your joy, can they say glory to God? When people see your marriage, can they say glory to God? Or when people see your marriage, they say, uh-uh. Yeah. Yeah. No, you understand? When people, you see, so glory to God, you see, there are some things that when people see, they automatically give glory to God. You see, example, when people see the miracle, so when people see your healing, they'll give glory to God. When people see how well God has healed you, automatically they will say glory to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are some things that when it happens, the only natural reaction is glory to God. Amen. When people hear your testimonies, will they say glory to God? That's what I'm teaching. So the Bible is saying, so it's like, how can my light shine? That when people see, they will say glory to God. Hallelujah. How can I become a better light? Or a greater light? Hallelujah. Yeah. How can I become a better light or a greater light? So that they can they'll glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. One, it's a quick message because of the inclement weather. One, what will make you a better light? Or what will make you shine better? Okay? What will make you shine brighter? Number one is obedience to God. Obedience. Obedience to God will make you shine brighter. And you see, you have to understand the benefits of obedience. You see, obedience to God is not to make you miserable. Some people think that when you say obedience to God, it's me, you're going to make my life miserable. You don't understand God. No, you don't. Obedience to God is so that God can bless you. Yeah. Obedience to God is so that God himself can bless you. Hallelujah. Because without obeying him, he cannot really bless you. So those of us who think that obeying God means my life is going to be miserable, you are a child. You don't understand. Yeah. You see, one lady was giving a testimony about her salvation. Shall I tell you? She was giving a testimony time. You see, come to, praise the Lord. You know how people start? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, 3 years ago, I was not born again. You know, I was not saved. I had a boyfriend, one in Ghana, one in UK, one in Jamaica. I used to go to Dubai, Aruba, and Cancun. I had a sugar daddy who used to buy me a car and a student who used to session me. You know what? I was full of fun. I was really doing very well. And the Lord saved me. And the Lord saved me. It's like God has done you harm by saving you. God has removed all the fun from your life. And the Lord saved me. It's like God has... No. You see, you don't understand. You don't even know the benefits of blessing, obedience. I mean, it's not about don't drink, don't smoke, don't sleep around. That's not what it's about. I didn't bring you to church to come and tell you don't drink, don't smoke, don't sleep around. I did not bring you to church. You should have known that. If that's why you came, you should have known that at home. You are too grown up for me to tell you that. I mean, some things yourself, if at this your age, you don't know that it is expensive to fornicate, then it's your problem. If at this your stage, that it costs a lot to drink, and you want me to tell you, you don't know that it's expensive to drink all the cirrhosis, cancer of the liver, cancer of the stomach, or cancer of the esophagus, you don't know about it, then it's too late. So it's not, I'm not talking, we have gone past that thing long ago. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm talking about obedience. Obedience is a number one key for God to bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. If you want to walk in the blessing of God, then be obedient to Him. Amen. Matthew chapter, Genesis, I said Genesis. Let's look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12. Deuteronomy 7, 12. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep them and do them, okay, if you and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he swore unto thy father. He said, if you will listen and obey these commandments, I'm talking about obedience to God. If you will listen, by the way, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. See, some of us, we don't obey God the way we're supposed to obey him, then we try to compensate. No, obey him. You understand what I'm saying? He says, if you will listen, okay, the Lord thy God shall keep thee unto them, which he swore unto thy fathers. Verse number 13. That's verse. And he will love thee. If you obey me, I will love you. Somebody say amen. God said, if you obey me, I what? If you obey me, I what? It means if you don't obey me, this is why your husband does not love you. This is why your husband does not love you. Exactly. As you say it again, brother. I said, have you seen why your husband does not love you? I didn't write the Bible. God said, if you obey me, so does he see why your husband does not love you? Because when he says A, you say B. Yeah, today there are righteous people in the church, so Brother Julian is here, so let me preach my message. He says, listen, I will love thee and bless you and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb. Have you seen the blessing of obedience? Are you seeing the blessing of obedience? He will bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. If you obey me, you think God is taking away from you when you obey him? He's actually blessing you. He said, thy oil, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep, in the land which he swore unto thy fathers to give. He said, if you love me, I will bless. If you obey me, I will bless you. And he listens to some of the blessing. Verse number 14. Next verse. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. Look, either you believe the Bible or you don't believe the Bible. God said that if you are obedient to me, I will bless you above all people. It means that among your colleagues, your workers, you'll be more blessed. Amen. Because you obey me. That's what it means. above all people. Okay, that shall not there shall not be male or female barren among you or among your cattle. If you obey me. And I wonder why we struggle with it. You see, when God created man, he gave, put them in the garden and blessed everything here is for you. Does that sound like a stingy God? And the reason why they lost everything was because of disobedience. So obedience is the key to blessing. So if you want your light to shine, if you want people to see how God has been, then be obedient to God. And he will bless you. I said, and he will bless you. Don't struggle with God's word. Don't struggle with the Bible. Obey him. Obey him. Obey him. If God said this, I will do it. That is the key to a blessing. Hallelujah. Obedience. Obedience. He said, I will bless you. He began by saying, if you obey me, I will love you. And all of us are looking for love. Hallelujah. So number one key to becoming a greater light, Gabby, is to obedience. You see, as you obey him, he will bless you more. You will shine more. You will become greater. Because at the end of the day, you see, and please listen to me. At the end of the day, it's only God who blesses. Nobody can bless you. Yeah, put your hands together for the Lord. Obedience. 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 And having at the back of your mind, God has more of your good. Don't think God is taken away from you. Hallelujah. A greater light by obedience. Obedience. Hallelujah. Yeah. Why are you a better light? Because you see, a blessed person, don't forget the verse. See, a blessed person shows more of God's glory than a cursed person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? People are attracted to God more because of your blessed life than your cursed life. How does it glorify God when you are always broken and you are always sick? But God said, I will bless you if you obey me. I said, I will bless you if you obey me. And as I bless you, and as you get blessed, you become a better light. People are attracted to you. And people want to serve your God. Because they see that your God is real. Your God is real. I say, may God bless you. Brother, may God bless you. May you obey him and may he bless you. You see, as he blesses you, people ask you, where do you go to church? Who do you push your pastor? Because they will see the blessing. May you obey him and may he bless you. May you become a light to many. May you become a light to many. Receive it, brother. Amen. That's what it is. Don't fight God. Hallelujah. Number two, how can I become a greater light? Humility. Humility. Humility will make you a better light. As you remain humble, you become a better light. Matthew chapter 23, verse 12. Matthew 23, 12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be what? Shall be what? Shall be what? So if you want to be exalted, learn to be humble. I'm preaching a kissing message to you. You see, one of the questions that if you ask people in the church, are you proud? Everybody says, no. I'm not proud. A lot of people, nobody will admit that you are proud. Do you know that? Oh, I'm not proud. Oh, ask for me, I'm not proud. Oh. I'm not proud. Oh, me, I'm not proud at all. You see, even the way you say you are not proud shows your pride. Yeah. Even the way, oh, me, I'm not proud of, I'm not like them. Even the way you think you are not like them, it's a sign of your pride. Humility. You see, let me tell you something. You must be a humble person to know. You see, it's humility that will make you know that you don't differ from one another. What did you have that you did not receive? You know that you don't differ from one another. You are who you are by the grace of God. So don't say, I'm not one of them. It's a sign of your pride. It's a sign of your pride. You should know that it is only by the grace of God. And that you are who you are by the grace of God. Humility. 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 That is why one famous preacher, he told us, he's my friend. He went to jail. Not that he went to visit prisoners in jail. No. He was not in jail, I'm sorry. He went to preach to people in jail. No, prison ministry. So when he came after the event, Sunday afternoon, he asked me, Charlie, how was it? He said, Charlie. You know what he said, Charlie? We are all prisoners. All that some are in and some are out. That's what he said. In other words, what was that? What somebody did and went to jail, you have also done the same thing. All that you are not in jail. So some are in and some are out, but we are all prisoners. So humility. Be humble. That's the key. Because God gives grace to the humble. You exalt. Always, you see, and I'm giving you one of the cardinal signs of humility is that you are who you are by the grace of God. And what happened to Mr. B can happen to you. That's all. If you doubt what I'm saying, next time you are driving and you see that the police has pulled somebody for speeding, check your speed. And you will know that, but for that guy, it will have been you. So that is why there's no use stepping on your brakes when you see the policeman. Should I explain to you? I should explain to you why there's no use stepping on your brakes. Don't stop. There's no use. Because the policeman that will catch you, you don't see him. Yeah. No, the policeman that catch you, you don't see him. So the one that you see like after, no. It's not the one. And the reason that the policeman is like the bullet. A gunshot that will kill you, you don't hear. Because a bullet travels faster than sound. So when you hear, pop, you are alive. That's not the time to be afraid. So you hear, pop, right now you should thank God because you're alive. Because the one that will kill you, you don't hear it. Because the bullet travels faster than sound. So when you hear the sound, the bullet has passed. As student, I'm teaching you. Humility. Hallelujah. Look, I've given you the cardinal sign for humility to know that you are not different from anybody. And because of that, you will always be grateful. Number one. And two, you will never be judgmental. Thank you. You will never be judgmental. Because you know that this one, it could have been you. So when the guy came and said, hey, we are all prisoners, so only that some are in and some are out. That's all. Hallelujah. Number three, I'll be done because increment weather. Okay, maybe I'll give you 2 more. Number three, to be a greater light. You see, this is what you, number three, to be a greater light is excellence, to have an excellent attitude. Hallelujah. Excellence. You go think about it. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Daniel 6:3. This is a attraction for you guys. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over. What spirit was in him? This one's for you people. Excellent spirit. Excellence. You see, stop doing shabby things. Everything you do, shabby. Ask yourself, is this the best I can do? Excellence. And one of the key to excellence, should I tell you one of the key to excellence? One of the things that will make you excel and do well, should I tell you? Are you interested? One of the key to excellence is preparation. Always prepare before you manifest. Don't jump out without preparation. You will not be excellent. Yeah. Anyone you see ladies who are looking very nice, they are prepared in their face for 5 hours in the bathroom. That's why you're looking nice. What you are seeing so smooth, a lot of preparation has gone in. Why do you think when you call them or you call them, say, I'm here to be so, wait, give me some minute. Give me some time. The time so that I don't come, because when they come out raw, you will not recognize them. Preparation. Preparation is the key of excellence. Prepare. Choristers, prepare. Prepare. Preparation. Preparation. You cannot come and stand on stage without rehearsing the song. Preparation. Hallelujah. You are supposed to do a presentation. You never prepared. You jumble everything together. Then you go and stand in front of everybody. Hey, I forgot. You forgot what? You didn't prepare. You were lazy. Preparation. And another key I'll give you for excellence. And this is what most of us don't know. This one, I don't think anybody knows, but I'll show you. I'll show you. Most people don't know that this is actually a key to become a better light. You see, it's actually a key, but a lot of people don't know it. Should I tell you that key? Are you interested? It's a hidden key. It's actually a hidden key. It's not a key a lot of people know that when you practice this key, you will become a greater light. Should I show you the hidden key? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Thou hast loved righteousness. Okay? Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Wow. Put your hands together for the Lord. It says, because you love righteousness and you live a good life and you don't love sin, that is why God has anointed you or blessed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Above your fellows. So what it means is that when you see somebody doing well, what you don't know is that in secret, the person is pure. The person lives righteous. Because of that, God said, I have exalted you above your fellows. But above thy fellows, I have lifted you up. Because the God who sees in secret, he blesses in open. So what I'm trying to do, next time you see somebody doing well, don't be jealous. You don't know what they do in private. No. You don't know what a person does in private. It's not about the public. You don't know how much David loves God, a man after his own heart. God said that because you love me in secret, because you do, I have anointed you. So one of the secrets of prosperity is what you do in your closet, not what you do in public. I'm preaching to you. That's one of the secrets. What you do in secret. Because it is God who sees in secret. He rewards openly. God sees in secret and works openly. So he said, because you have loved righteousness, because you do well, that is why I have anointed you. So among your group, I have exalted you, because in private, I like you. In private. Look. Let's stop this public type of Christianity. At the end of the day, it's between you and God in the closet. How pure are you? Hallelujah. Yeah. So I've come to see. I've come to see that when some people are doing well and they are being blessed, one of the major, in fact, a major secret is that inside in their closet, they are pure. They love God. They are righteous. And because of that, God has elevated them. And then you are sitting there, you are talking. Oh, this month, do you know how much I do for God? You don't know. Do you know my heart for God? Do you know my heart for God? So why are you jealous of my prosperity? You don't know people's heart for God. You don't know people's sacrifice for God. When you see Prophet Dak standing there, do you know his heart for God? Hallelujah. Yeah. He said, because, you see, above, you see, the word there is above thy fellows. I mean, above your peers. Above your peers. I will lift you up. Because in the closet, in the, when nobody sees, when it comes to me, you are pure. Yeah. Yeah. Let me take even a step further. It doesn't even mean, it does not mean you don't make mistakes, so. But you are humble, you admit your mistakes, you confess, you are not a hypocrite. See, what God cannot stand is people who are hypocrites. That's why Jesus said, woe to you, hypocrites, and you are hypocrites. You are hypocrites. You have drunk and you have slept on a Saturday and Sunday morning. Oh Lord, my God, you are a hypocrite. You are a hypocrite. Rather, when you come, you say, rap. You know, last night wasn't good, so today I can't sing. Be honest. Stop the hypocrisy. Hallelujah. A greater light. And the final key that will make you a greater light. Because of the inclement weather. I have to. And the final key I will give today that will make you a greater light is looking to God for promotion. Looking to who? Looking to who? Look. Psalm 75, verse 6. Psalm 75, verse 6. For promotion. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Promotion, prosperity. It does not come from the north, the east, nor the west. Next verse. For God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Are you seeing the scriptures? Amanda, are you seeing the scriptures? God is the judge. Next verse. Okay, you go back. Verse 7. For God is the judge. See, but God is the judge. Let's go to verse 6 again. Promotion, prosperity, blessings cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Okay, next verse. But God is the judge. He putteth down one and set it up. At the end of the day, God is the one who can say that you can sit here or you can sit here. God is the judge. Oh, yeah. Do you hear me? God, who is the judge? In other words, God is the one who can say you can sit on this chair and you cannot sit on this chair. At the end of the day, it's Almighty God. So if you are looking for a real blessing, real promotion, don't look into a man. Look to God, for God is the judge. God is the judge. That is why the Bible says, cursed is the one who puts his trust in the arm of flesh. Don't look to man for blessing and promotion. Look to God, for God is the judge. I said, who is the judge? God. So So if God says you will be married, nobody can stop you. If God says you get this job, nobody can stop you. God is the judge. So I want you to be a Christian, a believer, who trusts God for promotion, not man. Trust God for promotion. Not man. Of course, God will use man. But don't trust man. Trust God. Because God is the judge. So don't trust man. I mean, God will use a man. Because angels are not going to drop it. But put your trust in God. Why am I telling you that, Jennifer? Because the Bible said the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. He tells you. When God tells somebody, if God says your God said, tells your boss to promote you, he can do nothing but to promote you. God is the judge. Because the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. God is always the power to turn. If God says that you are staying in America 2025, no president can change it. Amen. God is the judge. Can I hear you? God. I said, can I hear you? God. Yes, that's it. Final. So you will shine brighter if you have faith in God. If you put your trust in God. He may use a man. He may use a woman. He may use a system. But at the end of the day, it is God who is the judge. So even though it's not in the Bible, maybe it's true. It's a true saying. The Rastafarians, who Jah bless? It's a Rastafarian saying. It's not in the Bible, but it's a true saying. Because at the end of the day, God is the judge. Please stand up to your feet and let's close. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Thank God for a few minutes. That you pray that you will be a greater light. A better light. You will be a good example. Make no lia mama. Mesho katanda ria baba. Rika tanda lima zondo rika brokata. Rika tanda lia mama numa zondo ria baba. Ela mama zondo ria mama nimiko. God is the judge. 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 Promotion makendelia mama masukata meka andaria mama mashandaria mami kondolia mama mekandolia mama izandalia kabandaria baba. Promotion does not come from the east. Look unto God, lift unto God. David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from God. Masukata andali amasukata andaria baba. Church, promotion does not come from the east. Does not come from the north. Does not come from the south. God is the judge. He puts up one. And he puts up one another. So what I'm trying to say is that you cannot live a life without God in your life. You cannot live on earth without God involved in your life. God is the judge. He's the Almighty God. And the Almighty God said that, For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. It is God's desire, God's life, that you don't perish. So on this Sunday, as you hear my voice, I am begging you, I'm pleading with you, if you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. You see, there's something about being born again. If you are not sure that you are born again, please, you are not born again. Because being born again is either you know you are a boy or you are a girl. If you are not sure, then you are probably none of the above. But on this Sunday afternoon, as you heard my voice, without God, I can do nothing. You can do nothing. But to be honest with you, life without Christ is a losing game. Some time ago, I struggled. I didn't know what to do with my life. But one day, somebody preached to me, spoke to me about Christ, and I gave my life to Christ. And from that day, my life has never been the same. So this Sunday afternoon, I want to give you that same opportunity to to give your life to Jesus. Because life without Christ is a losing game. So if you are here and you had me preach, I'm pleading with you. Take a decision for Jesus. Some time ago, I didn't know him. But one day, somebody preached to me. And from that day, my life has never been the same. And I extend that same opportunity to you. So when this is a very serious moment. I don't want any movement. Everybody close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Everybody bow down your head. And if you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you are not born again, please lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. God bless you. This is not a time to be ashamed of the gospel. Don't say, oh, I'll see you privately. Oh, Reverend, I'll see you like Nicodemus. No. This is the hour of salvation. This is the hour of salvation. They say, whether you are even online, this is the hour. This is the hour. This is the hour. This is the hour. Salvation is coming. You may have another opportunity tomorrow. This is the hour. This is a private moment. Please lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I want the whole church to repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday afternoon. I stand as a sinner.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for having mercy on me. Thank you for making me a child of God.
Thank you for making me a child of God.
Amen.
Amen.
You pray this prayer for the first time. After church, I'll talk to you privately. That's when I would like to talk to you privately. After church, I'll talk to you privately. It's very important. God bless you. Put your hands together for the Lord.
We hope you've been blessed. Feel free to join any of our services. Contact us at qfcannouncements@gmail.com. That's qfcannouncements@gmail.com.